Nolte, Universal Animated Movies Gross Double Woke Disney's at Box Office. By John Nolte on December 12, 2022. For 3 years now, Universal's animation films have outgrossed the woke groomers at Walt Disney. Yes, you read that right. Disney is now such a disaster, such a discredited brand. Universal Studios has been beating the once unbeatable Disney at the box office for 3 years running. Gee, I wonder what has changed over the last 3 years. Well, you can bet this gajillion-word article over the left-wing rap that examines Disney's fall doesn't even mention the woke virus that has destroyed all things Disney. No, the rap's dishonest studio suck-ups blame it on everything but one glaring truth. Universal's animation department produces movies meant to entertain children and parents alike. Movies without political messages, movies without innocence-shattering adult sexuality, and homosexuality. Unlike Disney, Universal is not looking to confuse and groom children. Instead, Universal is looking to make children smile and laugh, thrill them and take them away into another world. While the rap article hilariously goes out of its way to write around why Disney animation is dying and Universal is thriving, the scope of Disney's failure is mind-bending. From Pixar's Onward, which opened to a disappointing $39 million in March 2020, to Walt Disney Animation's Strange World, which barely cracked $25.5 million in its first 12 days of domestic release, Disney's theatrically released animated films have grossed just over $1 billion worldwide. Meanwhile, in that same period, with the same burdens of COVID and on much lower production budgets, Universal's combined theatrical output from Illumination and DreamWorks Animation have earned $2.06 billion worldwide from a series of animated hits like Trolls, World Tour, The Croods, A New Age, Spirit Untamed, The Boss Baby, Family Business, Sing 2, The Bad Guys and Minions, The Rise of Gru. The contrast in box office performance has been stark. Disney's Encanto, $256 million, earned one-third less in late 2021/early 2022 than Universal's Sing 2, $407 million, while Disney/Pixar's Lightyear, $226 million, eventually earned less than both of Universal animated films from this spring and summer. Illumination's Minions, The Rise of Gru, $937 million, and DreamWorks Animation's The Bad Guys, $250 million. Summation: since March 2020, Disney's animated films have grossed just over $1 billion worldwide. Meanwhile, over that same period, Universal's animated movies have doubled that. Double Disney. Doubled. The rap blames Disney for sending its animation films to streaming and for a lack of franchises. But Disney's Lightyear is part of the most popular animated franchise out there, Toy Story, and it bombed. Gee, I wonder what the difference is between Minions, The Rise of Gru earning nearly $1 billion worldwide and Lightyear's $226 million? Oh, I think I know. Minions offered laughs, fun, adventure, and escapism, while Lightyear focused on a lesbian storyline. Parents no longer feel safe leaving their children alone with the Walt Disney Company. Disney is on a propaganda rampage to confuse young children about sexual identity and push this demented trans agenda that destroys people with irreversible hormone treatments and mutilating surgeries. I wouldn't let my kid near these freaks. Disney is supposed to entertain children, reaffirm basic values, and protect innocence. Instead, Disney is looking to twist and deform them with this demonic sexual agenda. At least for now, Universal is doing what Disney used to do, and the money is rolling in.